I have six groups of people in twos throughout the country who were reporting to us from Saturday, so yesterday as well as Saturday, and there is a spectrum of experiences that have occurred in the remoter parts of the country. I think the point to be made is that this is at the very beginning of a complicated and animated election for 5 million people. And in some of the remote parts, it is difficult to deliver everything on time and in an appropriate fashion. Today will, of course, be a testing time where the big places like Port Moresby, Lae, Madang send thousands of people to the polling booths. I myself will be in Port Moresby accompanied by teams, and we shall do our observations here. I think it has to be said that the country has an enthusiasm for the election to take place. I think that the decision made for use of the 2012 roll, when the present roll appeared to have shortcomings, was amply justified. Our role for the Commonwealth is to do what the Commonwealth always does at these processes, is to have people, knowledgeable people, watching, asking questions, and in due time, very shortly after the polling completes, we'll be filing a detailed report together with recommendations about things that need attention.
Isn't it, to be frank, blindingly obvious that some of these problems were going to occur, and shouldn't the whole voting system, particularly in the more remote regions, be much more flexible? Because already we're seeing people in the Highlands provinces have been denied several hours of an opportunity to vote, and they won't get another one.
It is obvious that some of these things that Eric Torchett has spoken about did happen. On the other side of the line, there have been reports of people politely being processed and making their votes in a way that that was expected. There's a mosaic of different approaches. When you've got the topography of doing things the same way in Port Moresby as somewhere way out in the bush, it's hard to expect everything to be absolutely apple pie in every polling booth.
Well, I think we could apply that to any election anywhere, and that is perfectly fair comment. But on the question, for example, of the state of the roll, I mean, we've known this was going to happen for 5 years, and the government has been urged to do something about it. The Electoral Commission say they haven't had enough money to do something about it. So the problem was identified probably by observers 5 years ago, who no doubt made recommendations similar to what you're going to have to make again this time.
Of course, we're interested in the state of the rolls, given the recommendations that were made at the end of 2012. What we were advised was that the national identity system, whereby everybody's got a number and that being the way in which one gets onto the roll, has been commenced, but there hasn't been sufficient time or resource to guarantee that every Papua New Guinean in this country is on the roll. So it's a work in progress. The roll is not perfect, and however, that system has been implemented. There is work along the way for the roll to be implemented, and it will be a question now in these important days ahead, particularly today, tomorrow, the day after, to see whether in the big places the majority of the people have been received by the system and are able to cast their votes. That will be the acid test.
One other point on the question of bribery. I mean, it was inevitable, I suppose, within a couple of days of polling started, that we would be receiving anecdotal evidence of incidents of votes being bought, essentially. I mean, do we just have to accept this is part and parcel of elections in certain parts of the world and it's impossible to stamp out? Or can something actually be done about it?
I think it's part of the, I'll use the word mosaic again, of a country like this, where people have different backgrounds and different customs, and all of that is part of the chemistry of going to vote. It's not like people going to their polling booths in Australia or New Zealand at a nearby parish hall or a nearby church hall. It's very difficult in a country like this. The things that go on are also different. Our role is not to be judgmental in the Commonwealth Observer Group. We look, listen, record, make recommendations where we think that is appropriate. I've had, over the last 2 days of polling, as I've said, a stream of experiences have been reported to us centrally here in Port Moresby, and I have little doubt that same approach will be repeated today.